Gene Randall. Self-styled interim president Juan Guaido has taken to the streets of Caracas today in what is seen as a bold and risky move to bring down Venezuela's socialist government of Nicolas Maduro. Guaido is calling on the country's military to rise up and join the opposition. A small contingent of heavily armed soldiers loyal to Guaido is part of the new effort to oust Maduro. As he spoke on a highway overpass this morning, troops loyal to Maduro fired tear gas from inside the nearby Carlota Air Base. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino rejected what he called a subversive movement he said was intent on sowing panic and terror. The White House tells our bureau chief there, Steve Herman, that President Trump has been briefed and is monitoring the ongoing situation in Venezuela. At age 85, Japanese Emperor Akihito has abdicated in favor of his son, Naruhito. Reuters' Grace Lee has more.
This unprecedented move for modern Japan has left the public stunned. But at 85 years old, Akihito has had heart surgery and been treated for prostate cancer. And with Ascension Day just around the corner, another unprecedented step. A 10-day holiday has been given to the public to celebrate Japan's new emperor.
That was Grace Lee of Reuters. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to visit the new emperor during a trip to Asia next week. A rare glimpse of bipartisanship here in Washington, as the White House says congressional Democrats appear willing to work with the Trump administration on infrastructure. The chief economic advisor for Mr. Trump is Larry Kudlow.
We would like this to be bipartisan. We would like to work with them and come up with things that both sides can agree to. It's an important topic. But no, we're not going to come in and hammer down anything. We want to hear what they have to say.
To follow all the day's news, today and every day, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient-to-use VOA News app. This is VOA News. President Trump is suing Capital One and Germany's Deutsche Bank, looking to block congressional subpoenas for his business records. We get a report from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The House Financial Services and Intelligence Committees have subpoenaed Deutsche Bank and several other financial institutions as part of investigations into President Trump's finances. The lawsuit filed by the president, his sons Donald Jr. and Eric, and daughter Ivanka, asks a federal judge to declare the subpoenas unlawful and unenforceable. It also seeks to block the financial institutions from disclosing information and complying with the subpoenas. In a statement, Deutsche Bank says it's committed to providing appropriate information to all authorized investigations and will abide by court orders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
India has detained an alleged follower of the Sri Lanka Easter bombing's prime suspect. As AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, Indian officials suspect the man may have been plotting an attack in the southern Indian state of Kerala.
India's National Investigation Agency says Rias A, also known as Rias Abubakar, has been arrested, while three others are in for questioning related to suspected links to the Islamic State group. The agency statement did not provide any details about Abubakar's alleged plot in Kerala, but according to the statement, Abubakar said during questioning that he's been following the speeches and videos of Mohammed Zaran, the militant who Sri Lankan authorities said led the Easter attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Northern Mozambique is bracing for more rain and the potential for worsening floods as the country deals with the aftermath of Cyclone Kenneth, the second deadly storm to hit the region in less than 2 months. Mozambique's Disaster Management Agency says nearly 200,000 people are in danger in the northern city of Pemba. Gemma Cannell is a UN spokesperson for humanitarian affairs.
The forecast is that we will continue to have rains for at least the coming days. So we are looking at how we manage this. We're looking at all of the options to get supplies in. Some are trucks that are on the road, so we're trying the road routes. We're trying all of the air routes, and we will keep doing everything on all fronts to get aid into Pemba.
The man charged with murder in Saturday's deadly attack at a synagogue in California is due in court later today. 19-year-old John Ernest also faces three counts of first-degree attempted murder. At the synagogue last night, there was a solemn memorial for the woman killed in the attack, Lori Gilbert Kay. An alleged plot to bomb a neo-Nazi rally has been uncovered in Southern California. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says an American Army veteran is being held in the city of Long Beach. Officials say the suspect was planning retaliation for the mosque shootings in New Zealand in mid-March. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and his Socialist Party are weighing options for forming a new government after winning a national election but falling short of a parliamentary majority. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Music today.